We are here today at the BLM office in Fairbanks. It's December 18, 2006, and we are interviewing Robin Mills for the Haw Road Project for the Oral History Program at the University of Alaska Rasmussen Library. And my name is Marie Mitchell, and Robin Mills is the narrator. Good morning.
Morning.
Robin, kind of tell me a little bit about your background, where you were born, and how, as a youth, did you become interested or experienced in the notion of wanting to become an archaeologist?
Right. I was actually born in England, Manchester, England. Lived about 10 years in Canada before emigrating to the United States. Grew up in New York State. I really don't have any, eye-awakening moment when I realized I wanted to become an archaeologist. People ask me this all the time, actually. What happened? You know, there's no Indiana movie that I can point to and go, oh, wow, I got to do that, you know. Since I was about 7 or 8 years old, I knew I wanted to do something with old stuff, fossils, arrowheads, tin cans, or something like that. I didn't know the names for it. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I've always been interested in history from very early times. And once I actually figured out that archaeology is study of humans in the past, then it was done, basically. I mean, I entered University of Boston University, specifically knowing exactly what I needed to do and to, get that accomplished and stuff like that.
From where your parents from?
Most of my relatives were born in England, the United Kingdom, and most of my relatives are still over there. I'm actually a naturalized citizen now. I was naturalized back in 1995. My parents are still in the United States. They became naturalized after myself. They're currently in New York State, I believe. Yeah.
Any siblings that went into the same field as you?
No, I have one older brother, but to tell you the truth, I don't even know what he's doing right now.
Okay.